93.7, the river that goes a little ditty about Jack and Diane. Now we're going to play a little ditty about Bo and Luke Duke. Yes. Got to play this. Get some wailing going on a Lickus and Win Wednesday.
Just a good old boy.
Listen to that voice.
Never meaning no harm.
Did you catch that there? Just the good old boys never meaning no harm. Duke's a hazard. Not a person out there that hasn't seen it. And if you have seen it and you didn't like it, watch it again. Something's wrong with you. We told you about, I don't know, what was it? Last year sometime toward the end of the year, old Tom Wopat. He's the brown-haired guy. He played Luke Duke. He was doing some theater production. He was doing some Broadway deal. And he was getting a little canoodly, little handsy with one of the actresses that was there. Come to find out, she was underage. She was 16.
He was way underage for him.
He was getting grab-assy. And then, oh, they found out after she made a claim against him. They arrested him in his Bronco. I want you to think about this now. Bronco has not been in production since, I believe, 1990. Don't quote me on this. I think the last year of the Bronco was 1996. And I think that was the Bronco 2, okay? I don't know what year the Bronco he was in, but they haven't made the Bronco in a long time.
Yeah, but his looked good. He had that thing garaged.
That I don't know. I never saw a picture of the Bronco.
It didn't. It was just standard.
And they pulled him over, and what he had was the cocaine in his pocket.
It sure did.
Yeah, and so he had to go to court. They found him. You know, they charged him for underage canoodling with a minor, and he had cocaine, and he had to go to jail. And then we found out that a lot of the people said Luke Duke used to touch him a lot. Used to be a good old boy with them on stage, and there was a lot of grab-assery going on and a lot of touching.
And I think a lot of cocaine, because that had been mentioned all the way through as well. And
yeah.
Remember, they also found a straw in his pocket, another little baggie in his bronc. I mean, that guy was having some fun.
Yeah, he was into the devil's dandruff pretty heavily. He was doing the booger sugar quite often. We were all taken back by that, because you think about a good old boy, you're like, Luke, Duke, really, he's doing coke and chasing underage chicks?
You just don't think of that.
No, you're like, awful. Oh my God, Uncle Jesse, didn't he raise him better than that? Where's Roscoe P. Coltrane? He's dead. But now we go to Bo Duke. Bo Duke has to go to the clink. He has to do jail time because he didn't pay his ex-wife's alimony. And what he says is he simply cannot afford the payments. He doesn't have money. He's been hit with hard times. He had a movie studio down in Louisiana. It was torched by a fire. He just can't get the work that he needs to pay the bills. So the judge stepped in and said, hey, Bo Duke, I hereby sentence you to jail time because you cannot pay. He's pissed off. He's disgruntled by the system, saying that I would love to give my wife the money, but you can't get money that I don't have. And he goes on to say that I've worked 7 days a week. I want you to think about this. 7 days a week, 80 hours a week, since at least 1978.
Really?
And go back to 78 now. Duke Boys was in production. And I'm like, okay, Duke Boys, it was on CBS from 78, I think, until 80, 85 or 6. Okay, I could see working 80 hours a week, 7 days a week when that show was in production. That was a big, big show. But then, my God, John Schneider, Bo Duke, where did you go after the Duke Boys where you were putting in 80-hour work weeks, 7 days? That is insane, but that's what he claims. He's worked hard for everything he's had. He's a very, very hardworking person, as are a lot of people. And he said anyone that has a dream attached to it has a mountain of money. You know, and debt.
You know what I was going to say, and I like to do this as you're talking about these people, and I wish we could put up a link to it.
Yeah.
I was going to go through and just read the things that...
Oh, you're at IMDb right now.
Old John Schneider has done.
Now, yeah.
Just look at this list.
Okay.
I mean, it would be impossible for us to read all this stuff off.
Look
what he's been... I'm not even into the 2015. And then look at everything he's got in post-production.
And the latest stuff that he was really working on a lot was the Smallville. And I guess that was the latest kind of big thing.
But I've seen him. I'm a B-movie lover of all that crazy B-movie weird stuff. He is in a ton.
Is he really?
A ton of those B-movies.
He shows up in like the Criminal Minds and the CSI, and he'll do these little cameos. I've seen him pop on here to there. And you look at this, you're like, okay, maybe the guy really has been working 80 hours, 7 day weeks.
I mean, if not, he's putting in some time on doing something.
But here's the thing. Who's going to work 80 hours a week, 7 days a week, and you're not going to have any bacon in the freezer, and nobody has seen any of these damn shows that he's done?
Or heard of them. I've not heard of any of these.
Or heard of them. I mean, it's a damn shame. I'm not taking away his work ethic.
No.
The guy, you know, he's behind the business end of it. He is swinging.
Seen that one. There's one I've seen.
You've seen 10,000 Days.
I have.
Wow. But my point is it's a real shame for someone to put that kind of time in and no one to know where the hell they've been for the last 40 years. And it's sad that he doesn't even have money to pay for the child support. Now to the jail sentence.
I wonder how old the kid is.
Well, he's got two kids with this chick that he divorced. Her name's something Castle. They filed for divorce in 2014. They've got two kids. I don't know how old the kids are. But he has been sentenced to a miserable 178 days in jail. I'm kidding.
Oh, my. I was going to say, good God, that's over 3 months.
No. Yeah, Joe, that's well over 3 months. Yeah, 90 days in 3 months, 178 days, almost 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it would have been better if you said, wow, that's over 5 months.
That's over 5 months.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a lot of jail.
No, he's only going to do 3 days.
You know what? That's still frightening.
I don't
care if it's 2 hours.
I know it is. It's frightening as hell. But here's what he said he's going to do at jail. He said he's going to find out the way the boys in blue live. He's anxious to see the inner workings of the jail system. And in these 3 days, he's going to write songs and finish his book. Now, so you know, Joe, 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think he sleeps.
I guess he doesn't. He didn't say, I might write a song. He said he's going to write songs and finish a book. I mean, this guy, maybe he is this unseen, unheard of, like Blue Ox that Paul Bunyan wrote. He's some sort of just ungodly workhorse. I don't know what the hell it is about the guy, but he's going to write songs and finish a book in 3 freaking days.
Well, evidently, he's got some talent in the field. I mean, he was an actor on the Glee TV program, so he knows a little bit about singing. I think he sang a bit in the Good Old Boys.
Hey, hang on. There's a difference between working hard and having talent. That's what brings me to this point of it. That's fantastic that he works like a mule. I just want people to hear it, and I want people to read it and to watch it. For someone to work that hard and for no one to enjoy the fruits of your labor, that is really the shame here, because he's going to write songs and finish a book, and no one's going to read it. No one's going to hear the songs. John, stop it. Stop working so goddamn hard to make no money. Please, relax. Prop your feet up and go around with the General Lee and sign autographs at car shows.
Why doesn't he do that?
Maybe he does. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure he does if he's working 80 hours a week. That's what he's doing during the beginning of the day.
Yeah, I mean, Cooter's still alive. Cooter's got, like, you know, Cooter was a congressman or whatever. He's got some sort of gift shop restaurant set up in the Catskills or wherever the hell. So Ben Davis, or Ben Jones rather, he does a little bit. Catherine Bach's still alive, man. You got to get the band back together and get your brother, Luke, get him off the cocaine, man. You guys need to go out and do a tour, do a car show. There's got to be easier money out there to earn after being a Duke boy than sitting in a jail cell writing books and songs. That no one's going to read or hear.
I wonder how the cousins, Coy and Vance, are doing these days. Maybe, are they doing better than Bo and Luke?
This just in. It says here, Coy and Vance are doing exactly the same thing they were doing on the Dukes of Hazzard after the Duke boys left. They're lying in bed together having steamy, passionate sex.
That's stupid.
Everybody knows.
On that program.
That's what Coy and Vance did.
No.
They just didn't show it on CBS. It was the 80s, man. They didn't show that kind of stuff. They need to do a reboot and just call it Coy and Vance.
No.
And yes, they're gay. Yes, that's what they need to do, and everyone would love it. Here's Don Headley.